Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook.
Hey, our man CB on the Specs text line says, it was 9 years ago today when they were showing Texas getting to the College World Series for the 35th time. That was after beating Houston in the Super Regional at UFC Udish Falk Field. Now, before we get to, you have another item or two, don't you? For the notebook?
I was just going to mention real quick that we didn't touch on this and it came down yesterday, but it's been done for a long time. It was just announced yesterday. Yeah. That Roddy Terry's staff
has been finalized.
Frank Haith's been on the job since like the second week of April, but here we are in June and it's finally official.
Yeah.
Brandon Chappell's staying on. Steve McClain is now gone from special assistant to an assistant coaching role. And I saw some people like, oh man, why wasn't Ogden? He got a demotion. No, Chris Ogden did not get a demotion. He is the general manager. If you remember, he was the what was Augie's title? The managing director.
He was managing director. Now he's the coaching general manager.
This is because it takes him from being one of the coaches who's a accountable coach to be on the road recruiting.
Right.
That's why he's in the off-court role.
That's exactly right. So he's pretty excited about that. Yeah. Hey, somebody mentioned it was a norovirus from an employee that they knew was sick, if I remember correctly. Some of that thing that happened several years ago.
La Margarita to Gerard Hurd and Will Muschamp as things that will not be slandered as long as I'm part of the show.
Okay. Hey, I want to get to baseball. Somebody said any preview on pitchers that will face in Palo Alto, talking about Stanford. You're going to see Quinn Matthews at some point, but I don't think it'll be game one because the dude threw a ton of pitches over the weekend.
You don't think he'd go on Saturday?
I'll be surprised if he does. He pitched twice in the regional, threw 114 pitches the first game, then came back and threw a bunch on Monday night. I don't think he'll go Saturday.
So probably if he goes Sunday, that'd be 5 full days of rest.
Yeah, I think he'll go Sunday. But they've got a couple other guys that I think would be candidates for game one. Like for example, and Matthews is the lefty. The other two guys are Matt Scott and Joey Dixon. I think it's going to be Dixon, who threw a ton of pitches. He's 6-0 with a 4.99 ERA, and he's worked 74 innings. Or it could be Matt Scott, who did see some action on Monday. Scott, a right-hander, 5-3 with a 4.87 earned run average. I think it's going to be one of the two right-handers is what we'll probably be talking about there for those guys. All right, there's one other thing I want to get to and see if I can get to a point of clarification. I have always said, and I firmly believe this, that if I make a mistake on the air, I want you to let me know. Because as a play-by-play broadcaster, we all strive to make sure that we are, if we're worth our salt at all, that we're accurate, that we're correct, that we're doing things the right way. In the 9-run Texas third, I want to give you a little context, and then I'm going to get to this.
Can I say this real quick before you start? And I know we criticize play-by-play guys like it's just part of the business, like we do. We have our favorites, and we have folks that we really don't care for them calling games. I've seen you prep, and I've seen other play-by-play guys prep. It is an extremely difficult job. Radio more so than TV because you're having to provide the visual rather than everybody looking at the visual with you. So,
and that's what makes it very rewarding.
I'll say that in the words of your colleague Brad Champ, with that as the backdrop.
Yes, against that backdrop and armed with that information.
Yes.
This involves the 9-run third for Texas. Now, I've got my scorecard right in front of me since we were talking about scorecards. I want to tell you a little bit about that 9-run third in case you didn't hear how it all broke down.
I've got my digital scorecard in front of me.
Good. All right. On this, the inning began with Jalen Flores striking out looking. So it started off with that. Then Jack O'Dowd blooped a single into right.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Daly drew a walk. And this, by the way, speaks to how that bottom of the order really competed well and contributed during the course of the regional. Jared Thomas comes up and lines an RBI double to right. So it drove in Jack O'Dowd. It sent Mitchell Daly to third. Peyton Powell comes in, 0 for the regional at that point, 0 for 9 in a walk, and comes up with an RBI single to score Daly. So two runs across the plate. Now it's 3-3. Dylan Campbell comes to the plate. All right, Powell's the runner at first. Dylan Campbell is the runner at the plate. Dylan Campbell is. At that point, Campbell still has not extended his hitting streak. It's sitting at 37 games. Now, we had somebody on the Specs text line who said, and I'm reading your text, one rare mistake Craig made in the Miami game was when the UT player extended his hitting streak with a hit and was so excited to tell us the streak and record continued but failed to mention where the runner already on first made it to third or not until a little pause. Now, we've actually pulled the play-by-play cut. I want you to listen to it. First of all, see if I actually pause on this deal.
I didn't listen to this during the break for the record.
Secondly, what does your play-by-play say of the Campbell at bat on there when you look at it digitally, Jeff? What does it read to you?
The Dylan Campbell AB reads single.
Uh-huh. What does it say about Powell?
Powell, two RBI single.
No. When Campbell gets the hit, what does it say about Powell?
It doesn't. I have to go to the play. This is why I don't like the digital scorecard, because I got to go to the play, the actual play-by-play.
Go
law.
To the play-by-play on that.
Let's see. Campbell singles to left. Powell advanced to second.
Okay. So, again, the texter saying, was so excited to tell us the streak record continues, but failed to mention where the runner on first made it to third or not until a little pause. I had to think about this. I thought, did Peyton Powell make it to third base and I incorrectly said second? Here's the call.
Here's the stretch from Gallo in the 2-1. Swung on, and that ball is hit toward the alley in left center. It'll fall in for a base hit. Dylan Campbell continues the streak. 38 games and counting for the Big 12's all-time hitting streak record holder. Campbell with a one-out single. The runners at first and second.
So, that was the actual call. First of all, to the texter, it was not the runner didn't reach third. It was second. You had me thinking, did I incorrectly say he was at second when he was at third? No, he was at second, not third. Secondly, was there a pause?
No.
I mean, did I pause? Was I so excited about? I mean, obviously excited to talk about Dylan Campbell extending his record, but I think I had it all within the context. Play it one more time, Cam. Let me see if I'm off here.
Here's the stretch from Gallo in the 2-1. From the 2-1. Swung on, and that ball is hit toward the alley in left center. It'll fall in for a base hit. Dylan Campbell continues the streak. 38 games and counting for the Big 12's all-time hitting streak record holder. Campbell with a one-out single. The runners at first and second.
Was there a pause there? I didn't think. I mean, other than my normal taking a breath as I'm rolling through the dialogue, I didn't know that. But like I said, I don't shy away from anything. If you think I said something wrong or did something wrong, let me hear about it.
Who cut those highlights? Was that Jumpin' Jack Farrell that did that?
That was Happy Jack Farrell who did that.
He's very good at that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jack Farrell.
Yeah.
And I can confirm that because I pulled up the Texas Baseball Twitter account, which has the TV feed from the Garrett Gilmet base hit. Shows Campbell on first, Powell on second.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure about that. So to the texter. Okay.
Now, Craig, if Powell had a chance of scoring, you're going to call that differently.
Absolutely. Powell being waved to the plate. Peyton Powell is not going to go from first to third that often on a single. I'm just saying that, okay?
Well, if he does, we got a pretty decent story on our hands.
To me, the biggest
story. Eric Kennedy, yes. Jared Thomas, absolutely. Peyton Powell, no. So that's why I thought, did he really go to third and I missed it? No, he went to second there. So anyway, the texter, if that makes you feel any better at all by actually hearing the actual call, I didn't think I actually paused. I did say, now maybe it could be that the texter was anxious to hear what and didn't hear it exactly in the instantaneous second that he wanted to hear it when I was talking about the deal. If that's what you mean by that, okay, fine. I'm guilty as charged. I was saying that he's extended the hitting streak, which is an all-time record. But before the call was over, obviously, I did mention that he was at second base.
You looking forward to carrying on the play-by-play career to this point and dealing with some of this?
Oh, yeah. It's part of the job.
I'll bet you've probably gotten feedback doing Round Rock. Hey, what did you say that for?
Yeah.
Have you gotten some of that?
Oh, yeah.
It comes with it. Listen, it's like the great, late, great Frank Lux, or before him, Steve Perkins, Dallas Cowboys weekly editor all those years, when Nate Newton said at the time, we don't want to be role models. And Steve Perkins said, it came with the meal. Meaning if you go to, you know how you go to a banquet sometimes, you got to listen to a long-winded speech, but it came with the meal.
Yeah.
You know, the critique and criticism that comes from folks listening to do that, you know, the critique and the criticism that comes from it comes with the responsibility of calling the game. I've always accepted that.
I don't have
any problem with that. It did make me want to go back and listen to make sure I factually, the number one thing for me was to make sure I factually had mm-hmm. the correct placement of the runner. And fortunately, I'm glad to learn by listening back to it again that I did, but I just wanted to, the rest I think is interpretation about how long did it take me to actually mention that he was there when I was mentioning that. So that's okay. Not a problem with that. Okay, somebody went, no pause. He may have wanted the play-by-play before the statement of the hit streak stat recognition. Yeah, I agree with that. So there you go. Tom McKay, Craig, you're a god, small g. Don't pay attention to idiots who look for flaws. And yes, I follow my own advice.
Hey, by the way, Tom McKay, hope you're doing okay. Saw the Facebook photos of that auto accident the other day.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Well. You guys attract the dumbest listeners of Texas. Someone was worried about his call. No, and then somebody got T-bone.
Words on the
somebody
text
worry
line,
about nitpicky. I won't say the other stuff. Pardon my French. No, and listen, like I said, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. If somebody, because I want to make sure I'm doing my job right. For those who have been very, very nice and all that stuff, saying nice things, it's through constant critique and self-criticism that we can only get better at doing what we do. So I'm okay with all that. Don't worry about it. I just want to make sure I had the placement of the runner correctly. The rest is the stylistic of the deal. And as you pointed out, Jeff, there are some people who will not like certain play-by-play calls simply from either their voice intonation, their dialect, the rhythm and cadence. There's some people that just they won't like that particular
scripted
way.
Stuff.
Yeah,
Nance.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to like it no
Joe
matter
Tessitore.
What. Yeah. So I get it. I understand.